the ticket. No. Hi.
The emergency break of the week.
Wow. I forgot we weren't going to Cubs anymore.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
By the way, an e-mom is a relatively new term. It's an internet mother.
That is a great joke.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was serious.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little ticket.
God, you guys wrong, Norm, on that. I probably stand behind that joke more than any other joke in the
really?
History of the world. Yeah.
Maybe we did wrong him.
It's a relatively new term.
That's funny.
Just Breaks brings us the e-break. We give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline, one Mike Reiner. Better known as Rhines. They were talking about American Idol. And who was it again they're talking about hosting?
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, oh, Steven Tyler. Sorry. That's right, yeah. And somehow they start talking about a Korean person on American Idol. And Rhines thought it would be appropriate to crack this insensitive joke.
They will have Aerosmith night on American Idol where a fat Korean kid's going to come out and sing Ragdoll.
Yes.
A Ragdoll.
A fat 13-year-old Korean homosexual will come out there and sing it.
Yeah.
And this is Big Talk.
Riven in the movies.
Ragdoll.
No, lower the music, groups. They're
what are you talking about?
They're starting their Korean American Idol comedy set. Go ahead, guys. Let's hear some more.
No.
What are you talking about?
I'm very unsure.
That was not the air.
Happening. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
Do you have another story?
I think we have to go.
Riven in the movies.
What?
Why would you do that?
What?
And you over here, Mike. That's the worst Asian impersonation ever.
No earthly idea what you're talking about.
I am going to sick. What's their group?
Hong Kong Paul.
I'm going to sick the Hong Kong Pauls on you.
Or loudness.
What's their version of Lulac?
Rurak. 453 on the ticket.
That offends me. Wow.
Me too.
That offends me very much.
Me too. Rhines and Danny with their Korean American Idol presentation.
Let me ask you something about that joke. Those jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we can do Italian accents, British accents?
Move on. Just keep going.
Irish accents.
You know, keep going forward.
You know.
Just don't point things out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Candidate number two comes to us from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show. It's one Rich Phillips. Back for another e-break possibility.
I'm falling apart these days, aren't I?
Our good friends at Caldwell & Son have a great deal going on right now, the made-to-measure sale that's going on. And
notice how well you enunciated that in your live spot a moment ago.
Yeah, I butchered it, too. It's a tongue twister a little bit.
Yeah, why did you do that live spot? They already ripped it away from Rich because of this?
Well, no, it's a different type of deal.
Okay. This is just the 10 at the end of the ticker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But let's see what Rich turned made-to-measure into.
The ticker is a service of Caldwell & Son. It's Caldwell & Son's made-to-measure $150 sport coat promotion. Buy any clothing package. You all right, George?
I'm fine.
Did I crack you up?
Yeah.
Me too.
I want some of that clothing.
Me too.
The made-to-measure is what you need to get.
We're trying to order some.
Buy any clothing package from Caldwell and receive a made-to-measure sport coat for just $150 more. That's a $695 value only at Caldwell & Son.
See, that's what you get, Rich, when you're trying to compose your Craigslist M for M ad while doing a ticker.
Sorry. Shouldn't multitask like that.
It's not made to pleasure. It's made to measure.
It's a great event, by the way, at Caldwell & Son.
It is a great event. We encourage you to take advantage of that at Caldwell & Son. Our good friends over there, Mike Caldwell and the crew. All right, candidate number three, also from the morning show.
Ooh.
One big, strong Jeremy.
I protest this.
Now, Gordo says this is proof that Jeremy should not be on the air. What do you mean by that?
I never said that.
Oh, I thought this was what you said a minute ago. We were talking about, does a flight really need a co-pilot? And Junior was telling us a story about how he got to sit basically shotgun to the pilot one time on a charter flight. And then Jer sprung this on us.
You just kind of oversee it.
That seems a bit risky in order to have one extra seat that you can sell.
Well, I don't think it's to sell the extra seat. It's also, it's also a salary. And
you can buy shotgun?
Benny's. What?
You can buy shotgun on a flight now?
Mm-hmm. You're sitting shotgun?
I don't know if that was a joke or an observation or...
Well, you're talking about having an extra seat.
Right.
You're riding a shotgun with the
pilot.
Yeah,
he didn't mean buy an actual firearm. He means buy the seat, the passenger seat in the cockpit.
Yeah, but he said, can you buy a shotgun now on
yeah.
the flight? Not
yeah.
shotgun. Can right. you buy a shotgun?
He messed up. There's no doubt about it. He messed up.
We have an on-air light in here. Do we have an off-air light in there?
Oh, my God.
You know what? I have control over your mics.
I would suggest you turn the damn things on. There
oh,
you go.
My gosh. It's getting tense in
sorry.
Here.
Violent.
I did get tense there. Sorry, Jared.
Wow.
I didn't mean that.
Wow. Jeez, George.
Yeah. You got TC's phone number in there?
Yeah. Right.
Believe me.
In
yes,
fact,
we Rich, do. It's Rich has it. Yeah.
That. Call him up right quick.
I'm
Hello?
He's
awake.
I'm awake right now. I'm
no, I'm reading
me in
Jared.
The middle of porn.
But I'm reading a book.
Downloading movies.
That I found.
I'm just teasing, Jerry. If you got a hilarious joke like that, you ought to go ahead and say it on the air. That's fine.
All right.
That's good.
Boy, it's getting tense again.
Is there any doubt that George is the biggest bully up here?
Yeah, he's no bother.
No one calls him on it.
That is not true. Okay, so there are your three candidates, Rhines, Rich, and Jer, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, good morning, musers. Just wanted to let you guys know that South Africa renamed the Vuvuzela Rich Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
okay.
it. Yeah, I got
he
it.
He missed the pronunciation.
You got to count that?
I think so.
All right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for Rich. And, George, I'm wondering if you can tell me what former Southwest Conference school I went to by the sound of my voice.
Baylor.
I'm sorry. Hook 'em horns.
Dang it.
Man.
Oh, well, I tried.
Yeah, what was your claim?
I still am better than I showed that day that I can pretty much tell what Southwest Conference school a girl went to just by looking at her, listening to her talk after a couple of minutes.
And then you had a similar claim, right? Right, Craig?
Yes.
What was yours?
He hates to admit it on the air.
I can tell you if a girl is going through that time of the month.
Just by looking at it.
Just by looking at it.
There's no way.
Guaranteed.
All right, we're
going to
do it.
Guaranteed.
10 for 10. But in your Southwest Conference experiment, didn't
like
you miss on all
10,
of them?
Yeah. I got the first
10.
Two right, and then Gordon started blocking me.
And I was like blocking your mental waves?
Yeah.
So did y'all do that at the same time? Like we brought 10 girls in here,
we
and he
have.
Was guessing on the school, and you were guessing on the...
Menstruation! We should have. The problem is we can never do that because no girl will ever say, yes, you're right.
Well, that's why you just bring them in for the George thing, and then we have an added material, a bonus section of you guessing whether or not they're going through.
All right, we got to go back to the votes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Brad Thomas with all the business between sports.
No idea what you're talking about.
I don't either. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I was made to pleasure myself.
Thank you for the Rich vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon's resemblance to Scott Peterson.
Interesting. And he, you know,
yeah,
he really
that's interesting.
Does.
Yeah. If you put a beard on Scott Peterson,
uh-huh.
maybe.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Uh-oh. On behalf of all Koreans, I would like to say F. Reiner.
Shot back.
Dems fighting words.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for George's freshly shorn coin purse.
You know what that is.
That's your scrotum.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Mike Runner.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George's swamp ass.
I don't have that. That's Gordon. That's Gordon that's complained about that.
Don't try to pin it on me.
All summer long.
You have the worst case of Sasquatch butt.
He said swamp ass and goat crotch all summer
goat
long.
Goat crotch.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man and long live Bushwood.
Okay. That's a Rhines vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Am I on my mind? Yes.
Hello, Natalie.
All right.
Come out and play for me a little bit. Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yay.
With Rich Phillips changing the whole concept of the sale going on right now at Caldwell & Son.
The ticket is a service of Caldwell & Son. It's Caldwell & Son's made to measure $150 sport coat promotion. Buy any clothing package. You all right, George?
I'm fine.
Did I crack you up?
Yeah.
Buying
in a clothing package.
The made to measure is what you need to get.
Trying to order some.
Buy any clothing package from Caldwell and receive a made to measure sport coat for just $150 more. That's a $695 value only at Caldwell and Son.
All right. Congratulations, Rich. How many is that for Richard?
Oh, Mr. Pleasure's now just one behind Jerry Jones.
All right. Interesting place to be. 8:13 here on Sports.